Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues for the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministries. We're coming live right now from the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. That's right. We're all over the place, but today we're in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And let me tell you, God is just an awesome God. I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about the verdict that they had today, even over there in Baltimore. We've been praying for peace. Amen. We've been praying that justice would come forth. Amen. So we're just excited about what God is doing in the lives of the people. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing in your part of the world as well. Amen. Well, on today, praise God, we have a wonderful and a special guest on today, Pastor Gail Foster. Amen. And I'm excited about him being here. Amen. I haven't had the pleasure to meet him personally, but he's one of my friends on Facebook. Amen. And, you know, a lot of people often ask him, well, man of God, how do you get the people, or choose the people, invite the people? Well, I'm always led by the Spirit. So, you know, and everything that God do, I believe, is ordained by God. So we have on today Pastor Gail Foster. He's from the City of Refuge Family Worship Center. Amen. And he's going to come on out, minister to you on today. So I want you to get excited, be in expectation. Amen. And also, if you got someone out there, a friend or someone on Facebook, on the social network, on Twitter, if you're just on Block Talk Radio, amen, let somebody know that we are live, we are broadcasting, amen. So before I bring out this powerful man of God, let me go ahead and say a little prayer, if you don't mind. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you on today. We thank you, Lord, for everything that's about to happen, Lord. We decree that you increase, Lord. Lord, that you arise and your enemies be scattered, Father. That you touch each and every one that's on this line, that's listening from the internet, from the phone lines. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, that you saturate, hallelujah, each and every airway, Lord. We thank you right now that you have posted angels, Lord, with flaming swords, Lord. We bind up, we pull down every opposition of the enemy on today. Let there be a free cause. Now, bless this man of God, Lord. Lord, that the rhema word will come forth, Lord, that life will be changed. Life will not be the same. We thank you right now, Father, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God. I want to go ahead and bring out our guest right now, amen, and he's no other than Pastor Gail Foster. God bless you, man of God. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. So, you're the pastor from City of Refuge Family Worship Center. And where exactly is that located, sir?
We are located in the wonderful city of Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio.
Amen. You know, it's amazing. I think I have to come out that way because I just talked to someone from Chicago earlier and Detroit and Cleveland. You're all, like, in the same facility. You're not too far from one another, is it?
Oh, yes, sir. You have to pass through us in order to get to them. So we would love to have you. Our arms are wide open in the master's
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Welcome you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, listen, man of God, I'm going to move out the way, amen, so that you can go ahead and allow God just to use you, minister to the people that are listening on today. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, here's our guest on today, Pastor Gail Foster. Amen.
Once again, praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, let's just give the Lord a shout of praise wherever you are, wherever you're listening. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our glory. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just take a praise break for a minute. We give you the honor. Some of us are getting off of work. We've been going throughout the day, ripping and running. Let's take a moment just to tell him how good he is, how wonderful he is. We give him the glory. We give him honor. We give him praise. We greet you now in the matchless, mighty, marvelous name of Jesus Christ. Once again, my name is Pastor Giles Foster. We greet you from City of Refuge Family Worship Church, located in the wonderful city of Cleveland, Ohio, and it is in the name of Jesus Christ that we greet you and that we come to you this afternoon. If you have a Bible close to you, I want you to take it and go to the book of St. Matthew, chapter number 22. I'm going to read the scripture in its entirety, very, very briefly, and then we're going to get into this word. word. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again in parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Watch that, not willing to come. And again, he sent out other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, fatted calf, and killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. There's an invitation to come. Just pause for a moment, and if you're sitting in the room with somebody, tell them the Lord is saying, come. But they made light of it and went their ways, one on to his own farm and another to his business, and the rest even seized the servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to the servants, the wedding is ready, everything is prepared, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways as many as you find and invite them to the wedding. So the servants went into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw one who was there who did not have on his wedding garment. He wasn't prepared. If you're sitting in the room with somebody, tell them you better be ready. You better get prepared. So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. And the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Here's the key verse, verse number 14. He says, for many are called, but few are chosen. Right, real quick, jump over to 1 Peter 2 and 9. But you, if you're sitting in the room with somebody, look at them and tell them, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I'm going to talk to you for a moment just from a brief little subject that the Lord gave me, and he called it the chosen. Understand, saints of God, that we have entered into a time and a season where the desire and the heart of God is for him to reestablish and restore his heavenly kingdom in the earth. When we're talking about kingdom, we're talking about a word that means his sphere of influence. We're talking about the domain or the reign of God, or the place where the power and the presence of God is in total control of the lives of the citizens that are a part of that kingdom. Watch this. Stay with me. He says that the kingdom of heaven is like. So what we need to understand is that Jesus' sole purpose, his sole point, was to establish the kingdom. It was to establish the dominance or the reign of God. That's why he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's why when Jesus came onto the scene, the very first thing he said was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Let me pause and put it in park and put a pen right there and just make a declaration that we have entered and transitioned into a season where the kingdom of God, God's dominance, his reign, his power is going to begin to be unleashed in the lives of the citizens who will submit themselves into the kingdom. But before we can walk in this kingdom power and authority, we got to be real with ourselves. The average Christian, it does not live a life that is in total submission and control to Jesus, to the kingdom of God. Let me tell you, how do you know that, preacher? You don't know me. Well, do you live where you want to live? Do you drive what you want to drive? In other words, we are restricted, and we live according to the standards that the world has established. We are a credit rating system. We only can live where the credit rating system says we have to live. We can only work where the qualifications of entities and things determine what is the standard or the qualifications of the kind of jobs that we can work. Let's be real. We're not living in the abundance or the full manifestation of where God is in control. And what I'm trying to proclaim to you today is that God has transitioned the times. The winds of transition and change, hallelujah, are blowing all across this world, and God is lining up his citizens to begin to live and walk in kingdom. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of living where everybody else said I gotta live. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of driving what the bank says I can drive. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of wrestling and warring against the things of the flesh. I'm ready to pray like I'm supposed to pray. I'm ready to fast like I'm supposed to fast. I'm ready to speak and declare the word of God, and there be a cutting and a ripping at the hearts of those who I speak to. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to walk in the manifestation of God's kingdom. Ah, hallelujah. I'm feeling God now. Here we are in the text. We have Jesus begins to give us a picture of what kingdom and heaven is like. Let me also say this, that we don't have to wait until we get to heaven to experience heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to wait until we get to heaven to experience heaven. But what Jesus wanted to do is he wanted to raise up a generation of kings and priests who will not just get to heaven, but who will live as heaven right down here on earth. You look in scriptures in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, everything that God established for his people was to get us ready or to be a rehearsal for what is going to take place in heaven. And that tells me the Passover meal. Look at it. Look at the word. The Passover meal. All these things that God established in the earth was for us to be able to rehearse and practice even the spirit of praise. Some people say, well, you know what? I don't like to get loud, and it don't take all that, and, you know, that's why I go to a quiet church. Well, you're going to be real awkward and fill out a place in heaven, because John said, I saw a nation of people whose number could not be numbered, and that who was crying, holy, holy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory, honor, dominion, majesty, and power. Hallelujah. That's a good place just to give him another shout of praise. Hallelujah. Here we have Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 22. He begins to give us a picture, and he begins to tell us of what the kingdom of heaven is like. He begins to give us an idea of what salvation, this call to Christianity. Watch this. He says the kingdom of heaven is like a king who was having a wedding feast for his son. And there were so many who were invited to come to this wedding feast, but there were also so many who did not take advantage of the king's invitation. If we know the culture, we know that when the king invited you to something, you didn't just switch it off and throw it to the side, but you did what you had to do to get there. Watch this. God began to deal with me, and he began to talk to me through our praise and worship leader at our church, and God began to speak to me and revealed to me that the call to Christianity or the call to salvation is just like that of a casting call. If anybody been involved in a casting call, you know that when a casting call goes out, the production company or whoever is having a contest or whatever it is, they lay out all the rules of the casting. They tell you what the main parts are. They tell you who the main character is. They even tell you what the pay is if it's a paid situation. A casting call, in today's society, we can relate. American Idol is one of the biggest casting calls where thousands upon thousands come from all over the world in jam-packed stadiums only to get one position. Only one is going to be selected and handpicked to be America's most idol. Well, God began to deal with me. I thank God that the heaven is not like American Idol, where it's going to be more than just one. But God began to reveal to me that the call to salvation is that many will be called. The opportunity will exist for thousands upon thousands to be a part of God, but only few will be chosen. Here we are in the text. He begins to tell us that some came, and finally, when there was so much rejection, he had to go out and get some and get as many as you come going into the highways or the byways and compelling people to come. And that's just like today. We got servants who are going out trying to get us to this life of the kingdom of God, and some people just throw the servants off. They turn a deaf ear to the word or to the invitation of the man and woman of God for various reasons. But what it tells us in this text is that this servant eventually found some people who was willing to come, who came. They didn't throw it to the side. They didn't just not take advantage of the opportunity to be a part of this great celebration. Hallelujah. Here we are. He says, therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite them. And that's what the call to salvation is. As many as we find, we are compelled, we are mandated to go into the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But even those who came, there was one who came who was not prepared, who did not come fitly to be at this wedding feast. And the king saw this one and cast him into an outer place. And then Jesus hits us with something. He says, many are called, but few are chosen. When you look into this life of kingdom, we see that there are so many of people who are called, so many people who are going to church Sunday after Sunday. There's so many people who call themselves Christians. So God began to deal with me, and I began to say, Lord, can you tell me what is the difference between being called and and being chosen. I don't know about you, but I'm not just trying to be called, but I want to be chosen. Let me tell you what the difference is. God began to deal with me, and he said, when you're called, you come to and give your life to Jesus Christ, and that's just the standard. And that's there's so many people who have given their hearts and their lives to Jesus Christ, and they think that is just it. That's the minimum. That's all they have to do. But when you're called, they just take it at face value. They're not looking to go beyond. But when you have been chosen, those of us who have been chosen have allowed our confession of Jesus Christ to create a lifestyle change according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, things have become new. When you're called, you can to go to church and you can be saved, quote unquote, and still live on any old kind of way. You know, this generation, I got to go there for a minute. You know, you can be saved and do anything. You can be saved and still be gay. You can be saved and still smoke and drink and cuss. You can be saved and still be a liar. You can be saved and still be a backstabber. You can be saved and still not operate in integrity on your job. You can steal time from the company. But I'm saved. But those of us, when you are chosen, you understand that you have to take this call and this relationship deeper. I can't do what I used to do. Hallelujah. I can't say what I used to say because there's been a change. Romans 12:1-2 tells us, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. You got to be living and dead at the same time. You have to be alive. We have to be alive to the things of God and desire spiritual things more than we desire natural things. He says, a living and sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you're called, you take your relationship or it's a light thing. But when you've been chosen, you understand that daily you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you're called, you can do whatever. You can take it lightly. But when you're chosen, you understand that there is a level, a deeper level. There's a deeper call. There is a deeper commitment. 1 Peter 2 tells us that we have to lay aside all malice and deceit and envy. Why? So that we can get to the place where we can stand and boldly proclaim. I believe, and I'm speaking prophetically by faith, that even though that the vast majority of what is happening in the church, it just brings shame and honor, I believe that in the midst of the ones who are just only being called, there is rising up a generation who is ready to go beyond the call, who's ready to go deeper in God, who's ready to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, who's ready to walk in the spirit and power and demonstration, who's ready to go to family gatherings and see the whole house get saved. I believe that God is raising up a generation, and this generation is called chosen. No longer will we be ostracized or criticized or laughed at, but we are rising up in the power and demonstration, and we are being the true body and church that God has created us and anointed us and chosen us to be. I believe, I'll speak prophetically all over this nation, that there's coming a generation who will not compromise, who will not sell themselves out, who will not bow their knees to the world system, but who will begin to do what they got to do, who will begin to fight and claw and climb to get to the place in God. Listen, who you are is who you become, and I'm talking to a generation who realizes that who you become is not who you really are, but that there's more to you than what you have been living. There's more to God than what you've been experiencing. Same God, just a different relationship with him. I don't know about you, but there's rising. I hear the Holy Ghost speaking even now that there's coming a generation, and this generation is called chosen, who's ready to walk in the demonstration and the power, who's going to begin to return miracles to the earth realm. Why? So that people can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You are a chosen generation. If you're sitting in the room, if you're sitting with somebody, look at them square in the eye and say, you are a chosen generation. You have been handpicked, selected, marked out by God to do something that is greater than that what's ever been done, to be somebody. We're a royal priesthood. We're royalty. When we walk into a room, things will have to line up and bow down because we're royalty, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Why? That we might proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. It's time, people of God, to go deeper. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, my God, that was just an on-time word, and that's a word that needs to be here. I thank God for you, man of God, that was truly a confirmation. You know, people always say that's a confirmation, but that's a confirmation because God's been getting his people and lining them up and positioning people for this time period that we're in. Amen. And I thank God for that word. You know, man of God, I remember about a month ago, I was in revival, and the thing was invitation to heaven, and I actually preached on that, taught on that verse there, amen. So I thank God, you know, for the revelation that God gave you to present it to the people, amen. If there's someone listening on today, and the word has blessed your heart, and you're listening to us right now, and you want to just, if you're on the call, then amen, and you would like to, for prayer, speak to the man of God right now, amen. I want you to go to your dial pad and just press the number one on your keypad, amen, if you're listening out there. We have many people listening by the way of the internet today, praise God. But we truly want to just thank God for this word, amen, because it's true, amen, that a lot of people are making excuses on why they can't serve God 100%, or I like to say 200%, you know, and it's like this invitation. God has called many, but few are chosen, amen. So while God is calling, and if you're out there, amen, and you have heard this word on today, and it's touched your heart, praise God, and you say, man of God, you know, this the word that was spoken to the preacher on today has touched my heart. I want you to go ahead and just press number one on your keypad, amen. If you're out there and just want prayer, what I'm going to do, because I know there's so many, amen, what we're going to do, amen, I'm going to have the man of God come back and just say a prayer over you that are listening by the way of the internet, as well as that's dialed in on the phone today that just came in just to listen, amen. Pastor Foster, I want you to go ahead and just pray for the people that are listening. Amen.
Amen. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your restoration of the kingdom here on the earth. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God. You know them. You've numbered the hairs on their head. You know them by name. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch each and every person, Lord God. Go get involved in situations and circumstances. Heal sick bodies, Lord God. Mend broken hearts, Father. Oh, God, I'm asking that you would heal distraught minds. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, fill us with your spirit. Take us to another level in you, oh God, all of you and none of us. Oh God, we come against the reprobate mind. We come against the carnal mind. Right now, we plead the blood of Jesus. We release the power and the authority, hallelujah, that is in the matchless name and the blood of Jesus Christ that comes against every stronghold, every force of darkness. We thank you according to your word that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth, we bind the forces of darkness that are in operation over our regions, over churches, over our homes, over our families. Hallelujah. And we plead and apply and release the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we loose your peace. Yes, Lord. We loose your joy. We loose your
Jesus.
Lord God. We loose your patience. We loose long suffering, Lord God. We loose the fruits of the Spirit, which we loose, oh God, your power and your authority over everything that keeps us from being who we are. God, right now we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Somebody needs you, Lord God. Somebody's sick. Somebody heal now, divine, by your word, my Lord God. Oh, God, we pray for some pastors who are listening. Oh, God, that you fill our churches with souls who are on fire, who are hungry. And we pray that you give us a word for your people that we will feed them. Give us a power to lay hands on them. Give us a the power to minister to them. Oh, Father, restore your kingdom now. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we just bless your name, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, that you will discover this mighty man of God. I rebuke and bind up the backlash of the enemy. Every assigned assassin, your assignments are canceled even right now. And Lord, we thank you right now that you will increase this man's territory, Father, that you will increase the, hallelujah, the ministry, Father, Lord, even right now, Lord, that you will just open up windows of heaven, Lord, and pour down thunderstorms of blessings upon him and his family, Father, Lord, in the magnificent name of Jesus. And even right now, Lord, we thank you, right? We decree, we declare, Father, that even the finances and increase, even with the vehicles, Lord, I release it now in the name of Jesus, that they will have transportation, Lord, to carry people, Father, the vans, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, even as you have placed in his heart, Father, even concerning the school, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, Father, Lord, that people will just come, that strangers will come, Father, and give unto his bosom. Lord, I speak unusual miracles in his life, even in this week, even in the week to come, Lord, that there will be unusual miracles that will manifest itself even right now, Father. Now, Lord, we thank you for everything that's been done and said and orchestrated on this day, Father. We thank you for this day being ordained by you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Man of God, as I was praying, I hear in the spirit, amen, transportation, amen. There's a great call that God has placed in your heart and in your spirit. And I see vehicles like those vans, like passenger vans, that you'll be able to pick up people. Because I see a need for travel, a need for youth, and I see you as an advocate, hallelujah, someone that's a voice in your community that wants to also bring up leaders, amen, that's been speaking, is not afraid to speak what God has spoken. And because of the boldness that God has placed in you, I see you with a teacher spirit as well, and I see a school. I don't know why I hear a school of prophets. You didn't tell me that you was a prophet, man of God, but I see you operating under the prophetic gift, amen, and I see God just moving mightily in your behalf, on your behalf, amen, and because of your boldness, even in communities, amen, where some people, they talk about doing things, you've been out there doing it, so I thank God for you, and God's going to open up the doors. People are going to start blessing you. I hear unusual miracles. Amen. And usually when it's unusual, I mean that miraculous miracles, things that you can't explain, it's just going to happen. Amen. So I want you to stay encouraged, man of God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm excited. You got me riled up. Amen. And I love it. I love it because you're radical. And I love radical because, you know, like-minded spirit. And I thank God for you. I thank God that you, God, just to use you, man of God, and you accepted the call on today. So I thank you. Now I need to go ahead and just let folks know that if you would like to sow into our ministry, amen, God has given us this ministry over 6 years ago, the Word for Today radio broadcast, and a few months we were at 72,000 audience listeners, we're up to 85, and it's not about popularity, it's just that my heart was to get the word around the world, that we'll be able to bring this word to people in different countries and different nations, amen, and the platform has been a blessing to be able to invite others to come on, so if you would like to just sow into the ministry, amen, and just be a blessing, please go to our website at citywidecog.org. Once again, that's www.citywidecog.org. today.org or the word number four today.org. Amen. And I want you, Pastor Foster, if you don't mind, to tell folks how they can get in contact with you as well.
Yes, God bless you. Come on to Cleveland, Ohio. We are here. You can visit us on our website. It is getting up and running as of today, www.corfwc.org. You can hit us up on Facebook, Pastor Giles Foster, City of Refuge Family Worship Church, and then you can call of our church office at 216-202-5891. We love to communicate. We'll pray for you. We'll believe God the best for you. And you can always make your way to the great city of Cleveland, Ohio, where we would love to have you.
Amen. Well, praise God. Man of God, once again, I truly thank you for blessing me and those that are listening. I see we have someone from the area code 216-481. I just want to thank you also for just joining us, listening, amen, and all those that are out there. We are truly, I'm truly humbled, man of God, and as God continues to bless you, just continue to keep me lifted up in prayer as well. And this is Pastor Andre Thompson. Listen, until we meet again, join me next week. Amen. I do have some more guests coming on. Praise God. And I'm looking forward to one of my brothers, Joe McRae from Joe McRae Productions. He has the new hit play called Jesus Loves Me. I'm going to give you more information about that. I had the pleasure of having him on last week, and some of the cast members. We had an awesome time. So, look, if you are looking to hear word, if you want to support the ministry, I want you to continue just to pray for us. You know, everything don't have to be monetary, but your prayers are so needed. Amen. And also join me on Thursday nights for the Prayer Warriors International. Go to my Facebook page, Pastor Andre Thompson. Amen. You will see all the different things that we're doing. We're rather busy. I'm not going to tell you no lie. We're rather busy. Amen. And I do ministry 24 hours. It seemed like, but I thank God. I'm excited about it. I don't regret it at all. I thank God. I know where I could have been. Amen. Pastor Gale, do you have anything you'd like to say at this time?
Also, join us in Cleveland, Ohio. We have our Prophetic Infusion Revival Conference 2015, May the 28th through the 31st, 2015. That's a Thursday through Sunday. Go to our website. You'll be able to get all the information. We have Prophetess Renee Winston, Bishop David Maldonado. We have a Prophetic Roundtable, and we're going to be laying hands and releasing those who walk in the office and the gifting of prophet on that Saturday anointing service. We're going to be laying hands and begin to reinstitute the office of the prophet in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. So join us. We would love for you to be a part of this move of God.
Amen. Boy, that sounds exciting. My goodness.
Sure.
Yeah, I tell you, I need to get me a private jet. Amen. But I thank God for you, man of God. It's been a pleasure. And please inbox me if you would like to talk to me. Everyone, listen, y'all have a blessed weekend. Amen. We're about to get out. As a matter of fact, we're going to keep us in prayer. We're going to look at a Ephesus on tonight that we started a new ministry over here in the city. Praise God. And God has been doing some miraculous things. So let's keep us lifted up in prayer. Well, this is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family until we meet again. God bless you, and have a blessed weekend. Good night. Thank you, man of God.
All right. God bless you.